Hi, and welcome to the Expansive Business Podcast. It is great to have you back with us. If you've been with us for a while, then you'll know that we are on episode number 93 today. If you are new here, then it is great to have you join us as we challenge the status quo, bant about life, and really what it means for individuals and organizations to approach the future with an expansive mind. My name is Eric Kruger. I'm one half of the Expansive Podcast, and with me today, as always, for the past 93 episodes, my ever elegant co-host, Mr. John Sonne. John, how are you doing?
Yes, I'm very well, thank you. I have just gotten back from a small little trip, so I had a big snooze on the plane, so I'm still waking up. It's funny, I feel it's in the afternoon here while we're recording this, but it feels like I've just woken up and slept too much. But here I am, ready to go for 93.
And you feel like your breathing through your nose is pretty clear since you've just had it irrigated for a PCR test?
Oh my God. It was actually a very good PCR test. I'm now becoming used to them. Who would have thought you'd get used to a PCR test? The very first time you had it, it was the first time that it ever happened to you. And now all of a sudden it becomes quite a common thing. Weird. But yes, I've just had that. Only my right nostril is very clear. Left one's still congested from Joburg.
Okay. Air. So let me just continue for a moment. This year is rapidly coming to an end, and we'll soon be switching off the mics for about a month and a half. And in that time, you'll be able to re-listen to some of the best podcasts that have come out this year. We're going to replay for the entire December, really, all of our top hits, most downloaded episodes for the year.
Our top five hits of the year, most downloads. We'll play them again.
We release content every week, and we would love for you to join us on this journey. You can follow us on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, and of course, whatever platform you use to listen to your favorite podcasts. So before we get into the topic for the day, which is really speaking a bit about 2022 and how we can position ourselves for success in 2022, and if we should even be doing that, I think, before we get to that topic, what's been happening with you and what's been happening in the news?
Well, I've just been on a small trip to Durban, did some work, went for a wedding to Gilan Gorka. Our friend, the mentalist, got married to his wife, Angelique, the lean girl. It was a wonderful wedding. And I've just landed back in Cape Town, ready to pack my bags to leave to Dubai tomorrow. Got some work at the Expo and the Abu Dhabi government and a couple other brands there that I'm working with. Really looking forward to that. And I also today bought my first NFT this morning. And also, thank you very much. Thank you
Welcome
very much.
Welcome to
also,
the club.
Thank you for having me. I've been listening again. Every time I travel, I listen to a lot of podcasts. And Web 3.0 was a very big topic. What's his name? Tim Ferriss just brought out a podcast with Chris Dixon and Naval Ravikant, and they're speaking about Web 3.0. I highly recommend you go listen to it. Everybody listening to this, go listen to it. But what Web 3.0 is, and literally the topic that I wanted to bring up today, just before we get into the real topic, is sort of everybody seems to be getting into NFTs, multiverse, Nike's registered a logo, a K-pop. The biggest K-pop band from South Korea now is creating and producing NFTs. They're moving into Bitcoin. It seems like the whole world is almost like ramping up this adoption like nothing ever before in history. And I think it's important for us to touch on this. And for anybody listening, like, make sure you're diving into this topic, trying to just get your head around it. And really, it's changing the very fundamentals of business in many, many, many ways. And the best way to describe Web 3.0 is, we have all used to be consumers. Now we will all become creators. We will all be sharing part of the pie. So think about Uber. When software becomes so intelligent, you don't need one company running Uber. The blockchain itself will run Uber, where all the drivers themselves own Uber. There is no big boss. It's almost like managed by everybody. So it's not hierarchical. It's 100% symbiotic. And this is a crazy thing to think about, because everybody is in this individual way to become a creator in this new world. And in this new world, we're all participating in it. We don't have employers and employees. We are in it as almost like equals. And in this new world, NFTs, things that you buy that make sense both digitally and non-digitally, paid for by cryptocurrencies, now becomes so obvious. Obviously, you need a currency for this new world. Obviously, you can buy assets that are both digital and non-digital in this new world, because that's how it's going to be done and created. So it's just, it's fascinating to connect Web 3.0, connect it to NFTs, connect it to crypto. And I'm nowhere near, I really don't understand all of it or any of it, really. I'm trying to get my head around it, but it's just starting to formalize and crystallize inside my head more and more. I listen to it. So even K-pop, I don't know anybody who's not getting involved, really. Eh? My whole circle around me is getting involved. So yeah, that's top of mind for me. What's up for you, Eric?
Yeah, listen, you know, out of everything Web3 related, I would say NFTs are the things that I've researched and I think that I have a grasp on and understanding of the most. So, like, for those listening who don't even know what NFT stands for, it stands for non-fungible token. And essentially, the easiest way to think of it is that it's ownership of a digital asset. Like, that's the easiest way to think of it. So at the moment, what you are seeing is that everyone is buying up pictures. Like, that's, you know, and it doesn't make sense to people, because like, why would you buy a picture that anyone else can copy and save on their own hard drive or take a screenshot of? Like, what is the point? The point is that there's actually utility in it and there is rarity towards it. So like, when a new collection drops of NFTs drop, there's only a certain amount of them. And if you think about it, like, for years and years and years, we've had collectibles, right? Like, a movie comes out think of trading cards, like baseball cards, yeah, and Pokemon cards. And
I mean, art, just art on its own. Yeah.
Like, so there's as soon as something is rare, it has value. So like, when you bring out a collection, then when it's rare and like, there's only a few of them available, obviously the price of that increases. And so like, this is the same thing that's happening in the background, but then there's also utility to it. So like, the NFT that you bought, it's not only art by an artist that will hopefully, as that artist becomes more popular, increases in value, but it also gives you access to the community, to certain events that you get to attend, right? A very smart thing about NFTs is that it's programmable. So like, and that's where people need to, like, you need to get beyond the idea that it's a picture, and you need to get to the point where it's like, it's a script that runs in the background. So if Picasso was alive today, what he would do is he would create an NFT. That NFT would initially sell for, let's say, $20 million. He makes $20 million. Now, the next time that NFT gets resold, he has a little bit of code that's in there that says, every time it gets resold, I get 2% of that sale.
Yeah.
And so into perpetuity, he gets money on that sale every single time, right, instead of a once-off sale. That's right. So that's the thing people need to get to, is that digital ownership is going to be a big thing, because everything is going to be digital. That's where we're going to live. So like, it's going to be a big thing. And NFTs are more than just profile pictures. There's value in that as well, because it signals virtue and being part of a club if you have a Bored Ape or a CryptoPunk. But there's more utility to it than just that.
Yeah. And also, look, it's called a non-fungible token. Yeah. Crypto, the money, is a fungible token. It's interchangeable and exchangeable, where this is a once-off. It's non-fungible. You can't actually ever go back from it. So look, I think everything right now is a bubble. You know, everybody's jumping in and things are over. It will settle. And then we will start to understand the use of it when in practical scenarios. Right now, it's very fringe. It's on the cutting edge. In fact, I was speaking to my friend who was just in Portugal for a Solana conference. And he was there with Run. And he said the whole thing was nerds. Every conference, every party, or just like nerds, and it was just techie guys, and not one girl. Like, it's almost like 1% a woman. It's all techie geeks, right? And that's exactly where this is at the moment. It's on the fringes, you know. And then next, the institutions start getting involved, and now it starts becoming more mainstream. So, look, let's pop straight into the topic here for preparation for 2022, and It's a big topic. We're going to be doing a lot of education on it moving forward. I'm also going to be running a very small, quick masterclass around what I'm doing in preparation. And then next year, Eric and I have got some exciting news to share, where we're going to be building curriculum to help people on a quarterly basis go through this process of checking in, preparing, thinking. And really, this is quite a awesome thing for us to do ourselves, because it forces us to create, think, and actually just partner each other into the process of keeping accountability and actually just creating what we want to be creating. And we've already got a couple projects on the go to do that. But today's topic is really about, what are we going to do to prepare? How do we go into this unbelievably fast-changing world where we literally are having to learn a new language. And it's almost like breaking down our understanding of reality in many terms. Like, what is real? What isn't real? Does my brain even understand the difference? Because kids are choosing skins over skinny jeans, because that's, and your part of your brain is almost like enjoying that, as much, you know? So it's not just a small thing. This is the very essence of our reality has been questioned. And then we have a sharing economy on top of a hierarchical business model that we've been following for hundreds of years. Oh, wow, wow. There's a lot going on. So there's a lot to talk about, and it's constantly changing. And so I think really the behaviors, the habits that we need to create around these topics that are so weird and so from left field. And now all of a sudden you've got to start learning them, you know? So what are your thoughts? You want to kick us off and let's get some ideas.
Yeah, listen, before I say that, if you are listening to episode 93, I'd highly recommend you go back to that, maybe the four past episodes that we were recording, because I think we've been spending a lot of time speaking about this idea of the overwhelm of the future. It's been a strong theme over the past four or five episodes.
Because we're going through an overwhelm of the future.
Yeah.
In a big way.
Yeah, exactly. So expect that to continue. So, you know, I was speaking to my coach earlier this week, and like even in my own coaching practice, I've been winding that down. Like I've been, it felt like the last real coaching sessions were happening sort of in October, November. People's heads just already aren't there anymore. Like they're moving towards the wind down. They want to get to their breaks. And I was going into the session with my coach, and I almost felt exactly the same thing. It was like, I want to just end the year. I don't know if I need to be thinking about 2022 just yet. It feels like there's been so much to deal with. Can't I just finish dealing with this and then get to 2022? But then I realized that ultimately we have to start making and taking small steps towards it. You know, 2020 was a year that plunged us into survival mode. 2021, I think, was a year where we started finding our feet again. And 2022 is going to be the year to give it some gas again. Like I think it's going to be the year to create some like escape velocity to get out of this pool that we've had over the past 2 years. I think people are ready for it. And so I thought, well, actually, like you can't think about that. You need to start putting the things in place that will position you for success in 2022. And so I've been thinking about like, what are the things that I'm going to do that will help me to get there? And that's what I thought we could speak about today.
Yeah, look, I would say like 2020 sunk us. 2021 was confusing. 2022 is going to be even more confusing. And I think the gas that we want to give it, and it's funny because even the term gas now has been used amongst all my friends, but gas is gas fees. When you're doing cryptocurrency transfers, you're paying gas fees. Now all of a sudden, like where are you paying gas? That's also changed my language. But to give it gas, for me, the giving it a gas is a decision to engage with unfamiliar topics. That's the gas. The gas isn't to carry on doing what you always did, build momentum on that, bring economies of scale in it and try and, that's not from, definitely not in my world. I mean, maybe people have different types of businesses, but in my world is where do you put gas? And I think there's a couple of things, and I'll kick off. You know, I just wrote down a couple things that I'm actually doing in a very clear process. The first one is, I think environment affects you, the people you meet with, the vibe, the energy. Environment is very important too. No, whether it's a small shift in your environment, a big shift in your environment. So going to a different coffee shop, going to a conference you wouldn't usually go to, like a Solana conference, you know, in Portugal. Like I'd never go to a Solana. But today I'm like, I just want to go sit there and listen because I have no idea. I want to learn from it. So it's the environment is the very first thing for me. So now obviously I'm going to Dubai. So it's high on my mind that, why am I going there? How do I justify the expense? How do I justify the process of having to start from scratch again? In many ways, not scratch, but scratch. And there has to be a mental move to look, the environment dictates the exponentiality of what you're trying to do. Now, if you've got a family, your environment, you know where I was just now? In Durban. Belito and these estates. Have you been to them? Zimbiti. Mm-mm. And there's these massive estates. They're almost like little cities. And they've got like hundreds of homes in them, but high-end homes, beautiful manicured gardens and golf courses and rivers and jungles. And it was just unbelievable. So having a family working online, that's your best environment. Why? Because you can spend with your family. You can go to the beach. You can swim. That's an environment that's brilliant. And you're doing an online business, which a lot of people in those complexes are doing. Mm. But then, you know, your environment's different, my environment. So I think let's become very clear of what environment you're going to choose, however big or small. So you can just anchor yourself into a new environment to get you more engaged with the future, more energized about it. That's my first point.
Yeah, I like it. When are you moving to Dubai? Like, when is the full-time Feb. Shift?
Feb. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Because I made the post about moving to Cape Town. Someone yes. said, so the expansive is reuniting. And I'm like, no. I get there and John just leaves. So
yeah, you're right. I don't think we've ever been in the same city, Eric. Not reunited. We've never been united. I've always been traveling and living in Joburg. Yeah.
So,
but I'm giving you the baton of Cape Town. And there's the baton. Thank you very much.
You
are now going to be from Cape Town. That's great. And what a brilliant place to be. Anyway, so environment's the first thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So I'll just kick into mine. One of the things I did over the past week is I made a list of things to quit. So when you look at Seth Godin's book, The Dip, it's one of my favorite books, and I re-gift it the most. And he speaks about the fact that whenever you start something new,
is mine in the post?
I'll give it to you when we are reunited. You know,
he's still waiting for the reunification. It's the gift of reunification. Okay, got it. Yeah, The Dip. Okay.
So he says that when you start something new, there's this excitement, there's this like newness, this energy to it, and then. Not before long, you hit the dip, and the dip is the slog. It's like the hard grind that you have to work through to get to the other side. And it's in the dip that most people quit. Mm. And it's the problem with quitting in the dip is that like you waste time and effort if you aren't willing to persevere through that, right?
Mm.
But what he's then saying is that ultimately winners quit all the time because they quit the things that don't make sense to them, that don't get them to the other side. So I realized two things. The first is that the dip has shifted. Like when you think of things like Web3, for example, like there isn't the excitement of going into it. You go straight into the dip.
Yeah.
Think about it. You go straight into
it. Right. Yeah. You're starting from the bottom of the mountain, like deep down. Yeah.
Exactly. And that learning curve is like super, super steep. So it has shifted, right? So the one thing that I realized is like, okay, expect the dip. Like go into Web3 and trying to understand all of these things, knowing that you're going into the dip. And knowing that going into the dip is going to be the competitive advantage that you'll have moving forward.
Thank you very much. My friend Sean said that as well. The complexity is what keeps you ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the one thing. But the second thing is that ultimately, you know, you have such a finite amount of effort and time to put into things. That we have to be very selective about what we try and put our effort into. So one of the things I wanted to do is to go through a list of everything that I'm doing. And it always ends up like, you know, you look at like, for example, like what do you do on social media? And we're creators. So we create. So what is it? Like there's Instagram posts and Facebook posts and LinkedIn posts and YouTube and like newsletters need to be written and books that need to be written and videos that need to be recorded. And like it's
all okay, stop. Things. Slow down, bro. I'm tired just listening to that list. My
exactly.
God.
So yes. I was like, well, what do I cut next year so I can start focusing on the things that really matter?
Yeah.
And I think that's a good practice to engage with.
Aren't you going to tell us? Aren't you going to tell us though?
Well, I'm still working on the list. One of the things I've decided is that I'm releasing the expectation of growing across social media. And all I want to do is focus on growing my video presence.
Yes.
And as a consequence of that, maybe LinkedIn. But I'm over that. I mean, I've actually given up on Facebook quite a while ago. Like I'm not posting on there quite actively.
Yeah.
So I've released Facebook a long time ago. I'm now also letting go of Instagram, Twitter. Yeah. Like it's too much. And the reality is that if you look at most influencers anyway, the guys who go
big, they
hit one big channel and they use that to start funneling everything else.
Yes, you're
and
right.
If I want to hedge my bets somewhere, I'm hedging it on YouTube.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
very good.
Yeah.
All right. So, so your point is quitting something. I like that.
Quit something. Yeah.
Very good. My second one is people. And this is true in my friend circle. It's true in my professional circle. and it's engaging with new types of people more often. So cut out the people that I've grown apart from, that I'm not getting fed by, both in business and personal. And I've done that over the last sort of few weeks, and I'll continue to do that. I've become quite clear on the type of people I want around me and the type of people I don't. And then the second thing is I'm setting up coffees, and I'm going to events with people that I wouldn't usually hang around with. And there's two things going on here. One is I'm making space for new people by clearing and getting rid of other energy sappers. And I'm moving myself into, okay, become actively. So for example, I got invited to a movie screening at the Swedish Expo in Dubai, at the Swedish stand. Dude, I would never do that. Like, it's not, like, what am I going to go do? But I'm like, no. No. You've made the commitment. This is a part of what you want to do this year, is grow the people you know, grow the influence that you have. That's why you're going to Dubai. So just saying yes more to experiences with new people, and saying no more to people that are within my circle that I don't want to be around. So people, like, what am I doing with them? How am I working with them? What value do I want to add with them? How do I want to expand myself and grow? And you know, I've been inspired. I've seen a couple of really good entrepreneurs the last few days, and actually in the last few months. And one thing that they always have is like, what's next? Who's here? Let's go. They like just flow into more conversations more often. And always about adding value, you know, and I think we can all get better at that, and definitely for me. So that's my second point.
I think we're both very guilty of that, and it's partly like we've always thought the way that we approach things is that we do the work, and things come to us, like we attract our tribe, right?
Yeah,
But I think there's also something about going out and connecting to the tribe.
And
that's something that we're not good at. I know.
Well, look, I think COVID, I think COVID definitely dampened the whole thing. And also remember, pre-COVID, we were busy. We were like running between events, and we were almost like, geez, I just need to keep up with what I'm doing, building my brand. I didn't have time to engage with every Tom, Dick, Harry who wanted to reach out to me and to have a coffee with me. Now that things have changed. So it's like, okay, hang on. We haven't been around people that long. And also, like, what am I going to do with people? You know, like, why am I going out to engage with them? So
you know, it's funny because I'm the guy who gives workshops. I don't attend workshops really. Yeah. So like this is like part of my thinking, right?
Yeah.
And in the past month, I've signed up for 3 workshops that I've attended.
Okay.
Because I've realized like so I did a breakdown of my business, and about 80% of my business of 2021 was learning experiences.
Yeah.
So essentially facilitations, workshops, right? And I thought, like, the problem is, like, you function in isolation. Like, I've never been part of a big learning. Yeah.
Yes.
So, like, I'm like, I have to go and just, like, put my pride aside for a moment and just go and attend workshops.
Well, that's what it is. It's
more,
pride,
you know?
It is pride. Yeah, it is pride. It's good that you brought that up, because I do think it is pride. We suffer from pride.
We do.
Yeah, that's what we suffer from more than anything else.
It's a very, very vulnerable podcast.
Oh, my God. That's terrible to even admit to. Damn it. Something flipping egos, eh? Yeah, they float around with us. Ridiculous. Okay, what's your second one?
My next one is energy management going into 2022. So, like, I'm tired, dude. It's been a hell of a year, and like even when we like not all that busy, there's just consistently things that are like draining your energy, whether it's having to deal with load shedding, or whether it's like seeing people on Facebook that are passing away from COVID, or whether it's just like dealing with like incompetence of the government or whatever. Like there are so many things that are happening around us all the time that I think is just like putting a lot of pressure and strain on us consistently. And so like, even if you're not all that busy, like you might think, well, you know, I shouldn't feel stressed, or I shouldn't feel burnt out. But we know the past 2 years, like our mental health is a big thing to look after. And it's very easy for it to start going downhill, and for us not to interfere in that. And I've gotten to this point where I'm like, I still have stuff to do for the year. So I'm going to Kenya a bit later in the year to do work for EO and for YPO there. I have maybe 2 or 3 more facilitations that are booked in already, with like 1 or 2 maybe confirming. And even thinking about that, like, I'm like, I need to take a few deep breaths to keep myself motivated and focused.
So what are you going to do? What are you going to do with your energy next year? What is the change you're going to bring to
No,
it?
It's actually not next year. It's just for the rest of this year. What I've decided to do is I'm going to always wake up early in the morning. So I'm up at like 5 o'clock. So I'm going to work really hard from 5 to 12 and then call it for the rest of the year. I've decided that I'm not going to spend...
Isn't this podcast about how do you get prepared for 2022 though?
Yeah. That's exactly it, is that you want to hit 2022 with as much energy as possible.
Look, I don't think anybody's working from about the 10th of December, dude. Like, you're 5 to 12, you're going to have 5 to nothing.
It's different if you're an entrepreneur. It's different if you're an entrepreneur because you're always on, because you're still learning. You're still thinking about your next talk. You're still thinking about the business that you're going to be building. You're still thinking about...
Okay. But I mean, there's no real active work. There's no real active work past
you miss it. No, but it's not about the active work. It's about the invisible hooks that are like draining your energy all the time. Like, you're not really switching off. That's the problem.
Okay.
Like, you know when a high performer goes on leave? They don't really go on leave. Like, it's... They're away from work, but they're not like mentally away from it. You know what I mean?
Fair enough. But I think it's a good thing to decide to be mentally off. I mean, also, you're going to become a Cape Townian in 2 weeks. So, you know, I don't know if this is going to last when you're in Cape Town, Eric. You know, our brains, I think it's going to be very easily, you know, your hair's going to get longer. You're going to start wearing slip slops more often. You're going to change your name to Eriko.
I refuse.
That's what you say from Joburg. You know, things change.
Fully vegan.
Yeah. You know, you'll go to markets barefoot, buying your fruit and veg. You know, hemp, it just happens. Clothing. It happens to everybody. Okay. Tie dye. What did you say? Leopard. Did you say leopard?
Hemp.
Oh, hemp. I was like, leopard. I'm a full vegan with leopard print clothes. You're like, no, dude. There's a mismatch in brands there. Okay, my last one is topics. I've really got very few topics that I listen to over and over and over and over. And so, like, the topics that I'm interested in, I have cut them very clearly down into like a few segments. And so everywhere I am, those are the topics that I'm diving into. I'm not going broad. I'm going like three, focus in on those three. And so, and look, not one way or the other way is right or wrong. It's just what I'm choosing. So you might want to take one subject and dive deep in, or you want to become a generalist and dive into as many as you can. Anything's available to you. But for me, the clarity of understanding Web 3.0 and the currencies that will drive it and the structures of the businesses and the consciousness that's required to operate at that level where you're very much in a flow state learning a new thing. So for me, it's consciousness and Web 3.0. And those two topics, you can never, ever get enough of them. And especially as we are needing to evolve to move into this new world, I think those are the most important topics, and I'm with them for hours a day, quite literally hours a day, bringing in new information. So it's been an incredibly learning and educating period of time, you know, and it's awesome. I feel very empowered by it. And it's almost like when you decide to go on a diet and you can stick to it, you know, this is like a mental upgrade that I've decided to achieve, to do, and stuck to it, you know, and like gone through the pain. And every time I get through a bit of pain, I'm like, this is part of it. That attitude has just changed everything in engaging with new topics and diving deep into these ones that I just mentioned.
You know, every time we speak about that, like in the back of my mind, I'm so worried because people are shying away from it because of the complexity, you know, and the sheer overwhelm of looking at this, and it doesn't make any sense at all. It makes zero sense, especially when you haven't, like, If you have no idea of what it is, it makes zero sense. Then you start diving in a bit and you start going,
makes
like,
even less sense.
Jesus, yeah. It's like complicated.
It's like, even more complicated than I thought.
And then you quit. And then the problem is you don't learn. Like there are so many ways of easing your journey into it. And you were speaking about Twitter threads earlier. I think that's a great way for people to start just exposing themselves a bit to the Web 3.0 space.
Yeah.
Are we going to have to rebrand the podcast? Is this going to be like the Web 3.0 podcast?
Well, it'll be owned by all our listeners. We need to sell NFTs and they'll buy NFTs and we'll all be partnerships and expensive, and we'll be running a sharing economy, DeFi, decentralized structure.
I like
so, it. Yes, maybe we should talk about that. I could just like unpack it and see what would it look like if all our listeners would be joining us on this journey, and maybe we could monetize somehow. I don't know. I mean,
yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah,
we can, like, what would the NFT be? Like, would we be selling like pictures of you and I thought you modeling. I was gonna say bikinis, but I was gonna say speedos. Maybe the bikinis one is actually.
I don't know what's funnier.
Maybe we sell a lot.
Or me modeling bikinis. I don't know which one do you want to start off with.
I was gonna go speedo, dude. I don't know why bikinis popped into my head.
Bikinis yeah. Not my vibe. I usually go topless. Just the speedo is good for me.
Just the speedo.
Quick story. Yeah, I remember I was in Brazil many years ago, and everybody in Brazil was wearing these colorful hot pants. Also, that's what all the guys wear. They're not speedos. They're hot pants. And they're really beautiful, like nicely designed. So my friend and I, Paul, were there, and we were like, we were wearing, you know, South African board shorts, like, you know, and we felt so out. So we thought, okay, you know what? Let's just buy one. And then there, at least we can wear them, you know? So we bought one, we wore them there. It felt so good. We're like with everybody else. It was all cool. Then we thought, let's buy another one because, you know, when we come back to South Africa, we'll definitely wear them. Did not wear them once. That's so funny. Okay, go. Look, finish off with your third one. This podcast is getting long in the queue.
All right. So the last one I had was actually when we spoke on the phone earlier this morning, we were speaking about goals briefly. And like I've started thinking about my goals for 2022. Mm. And the one thing that I realized is that I want my goals to be a lot more experiential again than before. You know, because for a long time, like on my board, I would have, for example, like speak for TEDx or speak for EO. And like, it was funny how those very specific things came to fruition.
Yeah.
And then during COVID, it just became like X amount of revenue. Right. Yeah. And
well, you couldn't have any experiences. That's not kid, bro. Like, what are your experiences?
I know, but
you couldn't leave your house. Easy. Yeah.
The problem is the habitual part of it. Like, now you're used to that kind of a goal.
Right.
So, like, it's time to get
so, like, give me an example. Give me an example. Are you talking like going to the Antarctic or like,
no, So, I mean, one goal that I know that I had on there was like, I want to speak for Microsoft overseas.
Oh, hang on, this is another speaking. Oh, okay, but. Okay. I thought you were talking more like experiences or like.
No. I mean, like goals related to my career, but like highlight moments.
Right. You know? Right. Okay.
Because for example, one goal I had previously was write for Inc. And then last year, like my name appeared in Inc. So that's the kind of thing that I'm speaking about. It's like pushing yourself into new avenues and new context through your goal setting as well.
Yeah.
Not just because through revenue, like as a big goal, you might get there. Like you might, those opportunities.
Yeah, but you also might be doing 15 little shitty events.
That's it. Yeah.
Okay, I like that. So designing new experiences. Yeah. Look, I'm starting to call them new timelines, choosing new timelines. These timelines are all available to us. And I think the language to talk about how to choose new timelines creates more ease of me understanding how to pop into another version or another vibrational stance of a timeline, you know? So I've also been thinking about timelines and I wrote down a whole list of things I'm grateful for while I was on the plane today. And such a great exercise. I haven't done it for so long. And it really put me in a state of calm more than anything else, just relief, you know? Like, just remind yourself what you've done. It's been hard. It's not been an easy vibe. There's a lot of good things on the go. Yes, you're ambitious and there's a lot more to happen. But geez, what a year, you know, worked with great clients. The podcast has done exceptionally well. New things are starting to bubble. And that's valid for most people, you know. So that's a good exercise to have. So good.
Great.
Nice episode.
It's a good place to end. So as always, thank you for tuning into The Expansive Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It goes a long way in helping us to reach more people. And we really believe that what we are trying to do here is to decrease the overwhelm for everyone as we go through these new experiences and learning all these new things. So follow us on social media. You can catch us pretty much on every social media.
After speaking about how every social media isn't what we should be doing, but yes.
Yeah.
On every,
don't, social media.
don't listen to what I'm saying. What's it? What? There's that saying. It's like, don't listen to what I'm saying. Don't take my advice.
But more than that, so forget about social media. What we would really love for you is to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or on iTunes. It's always such a great moment when there's a new review that hits my inbox and I get to share that with John on WhatsApp. We always love that. As a quick reminder, you can book us to speak at your event. We do combined learning experiences for teams as well. And with that in mind, have an incredible week until we speak to you again, about 2 or 3 episodes to go for the year. John, as always, a pleasure.
A pleasure. Next week's episode will be from Dubai. So yes, looking man. Forward to that. And have a great weekend, everybody. Oh, shit. Nobody knows when we're recording this. It's a Friday while we're recording it. So good weekend to everybody who's listening.
So professional.
Yes, I know. Jeez, that's
thank
terrible.
You.
Bye.